This is Robert Conrad speaking from Severance Hall in Cleveland and inviting you to listen to another broadcast concert by the Cleveland Orchestra, George Sell, musical director and conductor. This program, part of the orchestra's golden anniversary season, will be under the baton of George Sell and will include two marches for orchestra by Mozart, the first performance in America of the cello concerto by the Swiss composer Frank Martin, and the fantastic variations on a theme of knightly character, Don Quixote, Opus 35, by Richard Strauss. The soloist in the Martin concerto will be the distinguished cellist Pierre Fournier. Joining Monsieur Fournier in the Strauss will be Raphael Durian, concertmaster of the orchestra, and Abraham Skernick, the orchestra's principal violist. This concert by the Cleveland Orchestra will open with two marches for orchestra by Mozart, number 1 in D major from Kerkel 335 and number 3 in C major from Kerkel 408. The Kerkel 335 marches were composed in August of 1779 in Salzburg. It is believed that they were intended as beginning and closing pieces for the serenade in D major, Kerkel 320, composed in August of that year for some festival event. The Kerkel 408 marches date from 1782. The second of these, in D major, was used to open and close the so-called Hafner Symphony, number 35, Kerkel 385. The first and third marches, however, do not seem to belong to the same work, since they're in the key of... Now, here's George to open the concert with two marches by Mozart. Those were two marches for orchestra by Mozart, number one in D major from Kerkel 335 and number three in C major from Kerkel 408. George Sell conducted the Cleveland Orchestra. Now Mr. Sell is returning to the podium, and he asked the orchestra to stand. We turn now to the first American performance of the Concerto for Cello and Orchestra by Frank Martin. This work was written in 1965 and 66 for Pierre Fournier, who will be the soloist in this performance. Since the middle of his career, the Swiss composer Frank Martin has been fascinated by the concerto idea, in which one or more solo instruments are juxtaposed with a larger ensemble. He has written works for solo piano, harpsichord, violin, flute, saxophone, trombone, and so forth, with orchestra, and several distinguished concertante pieces for various combinations of solo instruments. His cello concerto is the first by that title, although the composer's catalog lists a ballade for cello and small orchestra. The work is in three movements. The first is marked lento, allegro moderato, lento. The second is Adagietto, and the third, Vivace. The piece is dedicated to Paul Sacher. It was first performed in Basel in January of 1967, with Monsieur Sacher conducting and Mr. Fournier as soloist. There were subsequent performances in Lausanne and Geneva under Ernest Ansermet, again with Monsieur Fournier taking the solo part. Now, a few words about the composer. Frank Martin was born in 1890 at Geneva, Switzerland, the son of a Protestant minister. He took pleasure in music at an early age and began to compose small pieces when only 8. And now, our soloist, Pierre Fournier, followed by George Sell, is coming on stage. And in just a moment, we'll hear the first American performance of the Cello Concerto by Frank Martin.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the first American performance of the Concerto for Cello and Orchestra by Frank Martin. Pierre Fournier was the soloist, and George Sell conducted the Cleveland Orchestra. Now the soloist and the conductor are bowing to the audience. And then they leave the stage. Now Pierre Fournier is returning alone. At the age of 16, Frank Martin began to study harmony, composition, and orchestration. A piece for baritone and orchestra was performed in 1911 at a festival of the Association of Swiss Musicians, and his youthful works continued their almost annual appearances at these concerts until 1925. Now George Sell and Pierre Fournier have returned together to accept the applause of the Severance Hall audience. The musical circles which Martin frequented in his youth were extremely conservative, and it was not until a stay in Paris between 1923 and 25 that he became interested in more experimental musical currents, such as Schoenberg's 12-tone system. For a number of years, Martin taught improvisation and rhythmic theory at the Jacques Dalcroze Institute and chamber music at Geneva Conservatory. From 1933 to 1939, he was director of the Modern Technicum of Music in Geneva. He has also served as a member of the board of directors of the Swiss Composers Association. He received an honorary doctor's degree from the University of Geneva in 1949, and in 1946 he moved to Amsterdam, where he taught composition, each week journeying to Cologne, Germany, to teach the master class of composition at the conservatory in that city. He now lives in the old Dutch university town of Leiden. With the playing of the Martin Cello Concerto, we come to the intermission of this concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. This is Robert Conrad speaking from Severance Hall in Cleveland. The second half of the program will be devoted to a single work, the Fantastic Variations on a Theme of Knightly Character, Opus 35, Don Quixote by Richard Strauss. Joining Pierre Fournier as soloist in the performance will be Raphael Drouin, the orchestra's concertmaster, and Abraham Skernick, the orchestra's principal violist. Few stories have so caught the imagination of artists in all fields as has Cervantes' Don Quixote. Not because its happenings are so easily transformed into other artistic media, but because it's one of the most poignant images of the human tragicomedy. In 350 years, more than 50 composers have written music for or around this picaresque novel of the early 17th century. An uncounted number of painters, sculptors, poets, and novelists have utilized the bountiful themes. For the young Strauss, already the celebrated composer of Don Juan, Death and Transfiguration, and to Eulenspiegel, as well as Also Sprach Zarathustra, here was a subject that tapped one of his richest veins, that of fantasy. And thus he called the work Fantastic Variations on a Theme of Knightly Character. Strauss admitted that he could write no music without the guidance of a program. But by this he said that he meant that he required the stimulus of direct and non-musical experience, felt personally or vicariously, to set his abundant creativity in motion. He knew very well indeed that music, as such, could not tell stories without verbal aid. What it always can do magnificently is to portray human character. The adventure of man's emotional inner life, the infinitely subtle shadings of the soul, such as depicted in Don Quixote, is ideal subject matter for the symbolic world of sounds we call music. And now, while we're waiting for Mr. Sell and the soloist to appear, we pause for a word from your local announcer. Strauss wrote Don Quixote in 1897 at Munich, completing the score on December 29th. The first performance was in Cologne on March 8th, 1898. The work was first heard in the United States on January 7th, 1899, when the Chicago Symphony played it under Theodore Thomas. This performance will be the sixth time that Mr. Selle and Monsieur Fournier have collaborated on this work here in Severance Hall. Now, Pierre Fournier, followed by George Selle, is coming on stage for the tone poem by Richard Strauss, Don Quixote. Joining Pierre Fournier will be Raphael Durian and Abraham Skernick.
Thank you.
We've heard Don Quixote, fantastic variations on a theme of knightly character, Opus 35 by Richard Strauss. The soloists were Pierre Fournier, cello, Abraham Skernick, viola, and Raphael Drayan, violin. George Sell conducted the Cleveland Orchestra. And now the three soloists and George Sell are bowing to the audience. Now, Monsieur Fournier and Mr. Sell leave the stage. The soloist and conductor are coming back to center stage now. And the cellist shakes hands with Raphael Drayan. Abraham Skernick, and Mr. Sell asks the orchestra to stand. When Pierre Fournier and George Sell last performed Don Quixote at these concerts in 1960, they recorded the work for Epic, a release that has been widely hailed as by far the best available of this music. It was also named the best classical performance of 1961 by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. The audience has called George Sell and Pierre Fournier back once again for another bow. The audience is asking for another appearance by the conductor and soloists. Now George Sell and Pierre Fournier are returning. And Mr. Sell is asking Abraham Skernick to come forward once again, and Raphael Durian. Now he asks the orchestra to stand. With the playing of Strauss's tone poem Don Quixote, we come to the conclusion of this concert from Severance Hall by the Cleveland Orchestra.